Welcome to your Clutch Performance Group weekly PowerCast podcast. My name is David Eschbach, and I thank you for listening to our free PowerCast. Weekly PowerCasts are 7 to 8 minutes in length, designed to inform, inspire, and encourage awesome achievements. Now imagine with me, if you will, that it's a beautiful spring morning. The morning sun is out, but not too hot. The breeze whisks by, absent of any humidity, and a few birds are heard chirping in the distance. It's a few minutes after you open your shop for the day. The shop is starting to come alive with the sounds of an air ratchet, the clicking of a lift, and a technician screaming, "Hey, they sent the wrong brake pads. This is for a four-wheel drive." Ah, like music to our ears. And as you peer out the window of your shop, you notice a woman in your parking lot. She's standing there with a clipboard and newly purchased pen. She's smiling and patiently waiting, but waiting for what? You decide not to engage, but you are curious as to why she is standing on your parking lot with a clipboard and newly purchased pen. As the morning progresses, you notice that every customer that you check out walks directly up to her without being summoned and before getting in their car. They simply walk up to her and start telling her about the experience they had with your shop. She didn't call them over or use hand signals to summon their presence. They walked up to her and started talking. Now imagine you couldn't intervene in the conversation. Imagine that you did decide to walk outside to partake in the conversation, but there was a glass wall separating you and them. You had no say or no ability to interject by clarifying, defining, or justifying anything said by the customer. You simply had to stand there while this woman with clipboard and newly purchased pen interviewed all of your customers. And everything she learned about your shop was from the information she gathered from those customers, in the exact words used by those customers. Now, she can't stand on your parking lot and do this. That's not right. Or can she? And is it? Now, stop imagining. This is exactly how Google reviews work. And this is as real as it gets. So let's kick off this PowerCast by setting a 3-week goal. A 3-week goal to earn 30 new Google 5-star reviews. Now think about how awesome that would look to a potential customer who Googles your shop. Not to mention, it's going to help bump your name to the top of the Google list. Ah, so much good with just a little bit of effort. Now remember, as a member of the Clutch Performance Group, we not only talk about the goal, we give the how for achieving the goal. So let's get started. First things first, racking up great Google reviews accomplishes much more than positioning your business at the top of the Google list. In fact, Google reviews serve as your advocates for new customers. Ask anyone in the business, and what's the best type of customer? Yeah, the word-of-mouth customer. Well, Google is the new word of mouth. Direct referral or word of mouth advertising is absolutely the best. After all, it's the most profitable and reliable form of advertising. A word of mouth reference establishes credibility and trust before the customer even walks in the door. And that's why your ROs are significantly higher with referred customers. However, and this is a big however, do you know more and more people will refer back to online reviews even after someone directly recommends your shop? So that means a friend of yours quite possibly may trust the written review of a complete stranger over your personal recommendation. In fact, and now this is a pretty interesting study from Forbes magazine, they suggest that 88% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. That's more than 8 out of 10 of your friends that trust online reviews as much as word of mouth. That's some powerful stuff, and that's why we need to dedicate ourselves in the next 3 weeks to fueling that power to our benefit. Now, the 5 stars are a great label or identifier for a Google review. But what was that lady with the clipboard and the newly purchased pen really doing in your parking lot? Was she gathering information on a star rating? No. She was gathering stories from your customers. Stories about their experiences. It's the stories that convince a customer to either do business with you or to scroll right past to the next business in line. That's our true goal, and that's to provide a service experience that inspires our customers to write epic stories about their experience with us. Okay, so we do provide a great service experience, but how do we encourage those fingers to tap across the keyboard? Well, we're in luck. See, people are inherently willing to help. People like to be responsible for helping others succeed, and that's a form of brand loyalty. So when a customer says, "Oh, I always go to Bob's Auto Repair because they treat me awesome and their technicians are true professionals," that customer is actually saying, "I want to help Bob's Auto Repair achieve success." And that's the key. See, our goal is to promote an epic review about our entire business, not just us. Hey, I know you're awesome. And being a member of the Clutch Performance Group, I know you're dedicated to your craft. But the customer is more fulfilled by helping the greater cause. And in our case, that's the entire business. You can think about it this way. If you're a sports fan, and I don't care what sport, just any team sport, sure, you're happy to see your favorite player do really well. But what makes you really happy is to see your team win the championship. Now, believe it or not, this is the same thought process in the mind of our customer when seeking gratification for posting a positive review. So it's definitely in our best interest to ask for a positive recommendation for the entire team. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, as stated earlier, as a member of the Clutch Performance Group, we talk about the how. So here are four great examples for encouraging and inspiring great reviews. Now, a great way to begin all of these requests is to simply state, "Thank you for the opportunity to work with you." So, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, working hard for you is the best way to build our business. If you feel we did a great job, would you help us build our business by providing a positive Google review? Or example number two, we want to be the best business in the community. If you enjoyed your experience, a great review would help us see new customers throughout our community. Or example number three, I hope we have earned your trust and confidence. A great review will help other customers make the right decision when choosing an automotive repair shop. Or example number four, our team is striving to be a true pillar of this community. If you feel we've worked hard for you, a great review will help us become a more trusted member of this business community. By developing an effective script like the ones I just provided, we are not only asking the customer for a great review, but we are asking them to help your entire business or your entire team. Now remember, people inherently want to help others succeed. And by promoting your entire team, your customers will provide a more genuine review. A more genuine review from their emotion and not from obligation because you asked them to and they have to see you next oil change. So a great start to earning those 5-star Google reviews is to look up your shop on Google. Now, a good rule of thumb is to look up your shop at least once per week, just to monitor what the public is saying about you. And during these next 3 weeks, you may want to do it daily. Now, once you've Googled your shop, compare your data to other shops in the area. Now, I'm not prescribing a dose of keeping up with the Joneses here, but feel free to read the favorable reviews and take note of the customer's description about positive experiences they've had at other shops. Now, there may be things that you can adopt and implement into your processes when providing a great customer experience. Okay, let's set our goal, 10 5-star reviews each week for the next 3 weeks. And I'm confident many of you will far exceed the 10-star bar. Now, to earn 10 great reviews, we will have to ask at least 25 people. Now remember, we do want to avoid making the entire customer experience about getting a good review. And by this, I mean, we don't want to tell customers we are paid on reviews or we need reviews to help keep our jobs, or even that we're wanting to accomplish a goal. After all, the best review is a genuinely earned review. So deliver what I know you can deliver, and that's a great experience. Then simply plant the seed for assistance by asking the customer to help your team be a champion in the community. All of the information, including the script examples, are available for download in your members-only Clutch Performance Group library. I also look forward to many shared success stories on the Clutch Performance Group public soundboard. This week is a blank chapter in our book of success. So break out that newly purchased pen and let's write the story.